This is Dak Prescott, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I'm Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy. It is beginning to look a whole lot like Christmas around here.
Yay.
We said that last time, didn't we? Well, it continues to look a whole lot like Christmas right around here. I started the show off with Little Drummer Boy at your request.
I love that song, especially the King and Country version.
That's what that was.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I could just listen to it throughout the whole show. It is tremendous. We got to come up with a list of our favorite Christmas music.
Yeah.
We should do that at some point. Start playing them over and over again. But it's great to be with you. As we get closer and closer to Christmas, we have a special Christmas episode coming up for you next week. But this week, our guest is Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Devontae Smith. Devontae was the Heisman Trophy winner last year, and when he accepted that award, he thanked God first and foremost. So he'll talk about that and more coming up. But before we get started, and also I got to shout out all of our great stations, ESPN Richmond, Angels Radio Los Angeles, Fox Sports Las Vegas, The Game Orlando, ESPN Charlotte, ESPN South Jersey, Real Sports Atlanta, and 107.5 Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I want to talk about this for a minute because the NFL held its My Claws, My Cleats campaign the past 2 weeks, and it's an opportunity for players to wear cleats supporting their favorite charity, maybe their own personal foundation, to highlight whatever they feel passionate about. I actually wish the NFL would do this every week, just let players wear whatever cleats they want to wear throughout the season, because there's tremendous artwork. They look really cool. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. But six players wore cleats supporting International Justice Mission and the awesome work that our partners there do. So Hunter Henry from the New England Patriots, Eric Rowe from the Miami Dolphins, Eric McCoy and Juwan Johnson from the New Orleans Saints, and our old friend Jordan Hicks from the Arizona Cardinals, and Max Garcia, his teammate on the Cardinals, all wore IJM cleats. So that was great to see them that and love the work, of course, that IJM has done. So that was awesome. But as Devontae talks about in accepting that Heisman Trophy, the first thing he did was thank God. And we see a lot of players do that on a big stage. And I said, what do you want to talk about this week? It's kind of ironic because you wanted to talk about not just being thankful, not being grateful, but the attitude we have, the outlook we have.
On the little things in life. It's the attitude on the little things of life. But I feel like it gets amplified during Christmas because, sadly enough, people get really ugly around Christmas. It's sad. It really is sad. I didn't grow up with this attitude. I'm not saying I'm better, but I'm just saying in our country, back home in Egypt, Christmas is very different. But
there's no shopping.
There's no shopping. That attitude is just not there. So anyways, but that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the attitude around Christmas time where we're not seeing why we act a certain way, and why are we so obsessed with shopping? Why are we so obsessed with little things in life? But also the attitude in our daily life, like the little things in our daily life that we're just not grateful for.
Yeah.
And the idea of cursing things and not but just like, I hate this, or I hate that, or I don't like where I live, or I don't like my husband, or I don't like my kids, and all this negative attitude that just translates into more of exactly what you're cursing, because God doesn't like ugly. He doesn't bless what you curse all day long. He only blesses what you want to also bless. The things that you want in your life are there, believe it or not. They are there because God has everything. He's not waiting for you to create it. He's not waiting for you to think about it. It's there. But your attitude is what brings it closer to you, because he blesses what we bless in our mind, in our life, in what we talk about and what we say. There's a lot of people that just, there's certain people in your life that just, you know, when you have a conversation with them, they're going to bring one thing up, and that one thing is always going to be negative. It's their thing. But the funny thing is, you would know this person for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. That thing is still there. Do you know why? Because every time they talk about it, the seed and the root grows further and further and further down. and the tree grows higher and higher and higher, because whatever you speak, you actually you sow. You're sowing a seed. Every time you talk about something, whether it's negative or positive, you're sowing a seed. And let me tell you something, seeds grow. And the more you water it, the more it's going to grow. So God blesses the things that you want to bless as well. And if we think about it from a parent's perspective, when you have a child that's always thankful and cheerful and happy, you think to yourself, without them asking for anything, you say, I want to bless them. I want to give them more of whatever makes them happy.
And when they're grateful, it's all, it's grateful. Always nice to see.
Yeah. And when you have a child that's the complete opposite, throws tantrums and this and that, what happens to that child? You start taking stuff away from them. You take their electronics, you take their TV, you take whatever away from them. So the negative brings more negativity. You're sowing whatever you're sowing, you're reaping. And whatever you're adding, everything you talk about, you're going to get more of. And the Bible talks about that a lot. And it talks about like being faithful in the little things. So if you, even if the attitude is like, you know what, I'm thankful that I woke up today. I'm thankful that my body's not hurting. I'm thankful that I'm not in pain. I'm thankful that my body can move. Mm-hmm. Guess what? You're going to have this like jolt of energy because you're like, whoa, this is cool. I love that. Like, I feel good. And you're going to get more of that energy because you sowed that. You put that out there. You're thanking God for it. You're thanking God for what he's doing in your life. So more is going to come from that.
You know, it's funny you say that because when I wake up every morning, that's the first thing I do quietly. I thank God that one, I woke up, that I can walk, I can talk, I can see, I can hear, I can stand. All of these little things that we often take for granted, but they're really not, because unfortunately, some of us don't have that ability. There's right. So many different, and just only the past 2 days, and you didn't see this because maybe you were busy doing something else, but I wake up and I go wake the girls up, and mm-hmm. I get in bed to wake them up, and we pray together. And those are the first things. Usually we have a more general prayer, but I decided yesterday and today that I wanted to be more specific and wanted them to be thankful and learn gratefulness for, hey, we woke up, we can walk, we can talk, we can hear, right. We can sing, we can dance, and all those little things, because they're going to get caught. They get
I'm
caught
usually
up
working out when you're doing that.
You are working out, because I can hear it from upstairs, your what you have going on.
Yeah.
But just to see that attitude of gratefulness and thankfulness.
Yeah.
For these, what we think are little things, but imagine taking one of those away and how your life would be so different and how much changed it is. Yeah. We take sometimes little things, what we call little things, for granted, when in the overall grand scheme, overall scope, how important are all of these? How big are they? How great are they? Like sometimes I'm laying in bed, if I hold my phone, and I wear glasses, so I don't have glasses on at night, and I wear contacts, obviously, but I'm holding the phone, and if I'm looking at the phone a certain way, it bothers one of my eyes, it bothers the other eye, or I see, I don't know if you've ever, that you close one eye and you look at the other, and the other day I was just thinking to myself, like, wow, it takes a few seconds for my eyes to adjust and for me to see normally again. And I thought, imagine if I didn't.
Yeah, right.
And all of that.
It's the little things.
These little things, that attitude of gratefulness, thankfulness, not taking them for granted, and then realizing that as we're appreciative of all of that, as you said, the Bible talks about being thankful, being grateful for it. There's hundreds and hundreds of verses. Mm-hmm. Luke 16:10. You want me to read the Passion Translation or the NLT? You had the NLT. You like this?
You can
Passion?
Read the Passion.
The Passion Translation, again, it's Luke 16:10, says, "The one who faithfully manages the little he has been given will be promoted and trusted with greater responsibilities. But those who cheat with the little they have been given will not be considered trustworthy to receive more."
Right.
That speaks to everything that you just explained.
And I want to give like a practical example, because I know, you know, people out there might be thinking in this season, like, well, I don't even have a meal. And I understand that. It's hard. There's a lot of hard times and people go through hard times. But I'm saying, as a practical example, if you don't have anything, at least pray and say, God, will you help me be thankful for whatever I have? Like, even if it's a piece of bread, like, just be thankful for that piece of bread. And I know this is hard. Like, it's, we're talking extremely hard. But there are, like, God hears everything. Jesus hears everything. Every little thing that you say, he hears. So when you say, when you're running around your house and you're angry at not having anything, that is not going to solve anything. So being grateful and being in a grateful heart and a grateful attitude at all times, God hears those prayers, and someone will knock on your door and give you food, because that's how things work. It's funny, but God listens, and he actually hears your prayers. And don't be afraid to reach out to the charities and churches and people that want to help out, because they want to help you around this time. And don't be afraid to reach out to us too. Like, we're open to helping whoever needs help.
Don't ever be afraid to reach out to someone. Anyone who needs help.
That's what Christmas is really all about.
It really is. That's the heart of Christmas. Don't be afraid to reach out to anyone. Up next, you're going to hear from Devontae Smith. You're listening to Faith on a Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to ijm.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's Dairy Stores now operates 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenience store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh, quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest, coffee's hot and fresh, and Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on-site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores. It's not just our name, it's our heritage.
This is Emma Smith. You're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I'm Rob Motti with Remy. If you're listening to us for the first time, you can go to faithonthefieldshow.com and find every episode since we launched in 2017. We've had an incredible lineup of guests, and you can listen anytime at your convenience on most of the podcast platforms. You'll hear the full interviews on there. Be sure also to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Faith on the Field, and tell a friend or two about the show. I want to take a minute to thank all of our awesome sponsors. Please check them out on our website, International Justice Mission, The Masters University, Heritage's Dairy Stores. If you would like to be a sponsor for our show and help our ministry grow, please reach out to us at team@faithonthefieldshow.com. We have various packages that we can cater specifically to fit your needs. Our goal is to be on a sports radio station in every state. If you don't have a business to advertise on but want to help the ministry, we do have a donate button on our page on faithonthefieldshow.com. You can also help out by purchasing some of our merchandise through Remy's 828 Threads Apparel store. We have t-shirts and so much more. Check it out. Really cool stuff. You can find it on our site, faithonthefieldshow.com, under merch. Our guest this week, Devontae Smith, won the Heisman Trophy last year at Alabama. He was the first wide receiver to win the award since Desmond Howard way back in 1991. Smith was then drafted number 10 overall by the Philadelphia Eagles. He currently leads the team with 50 catches for 701 yards and 4 touchdowns. He's got a chance to be the first Eagles wide receiver with 1,000 yards receiving since 2014. Here is my conversation with Devontae Smith. How are you? How you feeling?
I'm good. I can't complain.
How was that bye week? What was it like to get some time off?
It was good. I mean, get to go spend some time with the fam, just be around them, you know, get a little rest, kind of getting body back right.
You guys now are right in the middle of a playoff race at 6-7, kind of control your own destiny. If you go out there, win the games that are in front of you, you're going to get into the postseason, the dance, as they call it, Devontae. How are you feeling as you're heading into this game against Washington? And you guys have been on a nice little bit of a roll here, 4 out of the last 6.
Just take it day by day. The goal is to get 1% better every day. So that's what we're doing. Treat every day like it's game day. Go out there, do the things that we need to do to get ready for Sunday.
Are you aware that the Eagles haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver, wide receiver, since Jeremy Maclin 7 years ago? And what would that mean to you to be that guy? You're getting closer and closer every week.
I wasn't aware, but that was one of my goals, my personal goals for myself coming into the season. So, just keep chipping away every day.
The team kind of turned things around when Nick went and started to commit to the run, and you guys started to run the ball a whole lot more and kind of balance the offense a little bit. Now, as a wide receiver, of course, you're going to want your targets, you're going to want your catches, but how do you reconcile that a little bit with you're having success, you guys are winning, maybe the ball doesn't come to you as much, maybe your role changes, maybe you got to block a little bit more, but this is what you have to do to win week in and week out. So how do you feel about that?
If that's what we have to do to win week in and week out, I'm with it. Just going in knowing that we have a chance of winning and we're doing that effectively. So just if that's what we have to do, I'm all for it. That's what's best for the team. We're going to continue to do it.
What's been the biggest moment for you, the biggest accomplishment, I guess, so far in your rookie season? Philly's a tough place to play, so but they've embraced you, I've seen that. What's it been like to play one in Philly, and what was that moment when you were like, I belong here, I know I belong here?
Just playing, like you said, playing here is tough, and that's the draw of it, knowing that the fans are very passionate about the game of football and just sports here in general. So being at a place like this, that's what you want as an athlete, as a competitor, to be somewhere where fans are into it and they're involved.
What is it like playing with Jalen Hurts, a guy that you guys are obviously have a friendship, a close relationship, go back to your days at Bama? How much do you enjoy playing with him?
It's been great. Knowing that you're playing with guys that's going to give everything he got. Going out there day in, day out, any little thing that he sees that he feels needs to be adjusted, he's going to come to you, talk to you. So it's great playing with a guy like that.
A lot of people, Devontae, on the outside, question whether Jalen can be the quarterback of the future, and he's handled that. He handles everything well. He's got that great character, great poise, great composure. What do you see in him that would tell people out there that he can be that guy? You've seen it. You know it. What is it in Jalen that you see?
Just how he attacks every day. No matter what's going on, the outside noise, things like that, he attacks every day the same. Doesn't let things get to him, and he just wants what's best for the team. So whatever he has to do to help his team be better, he's going to do it.
A couple weeks ago, I think it was right before you guys started to turn things around and went and won 4 out of the last 6, Nick made that analogy about the flower analogy and how you have to water it. And he took a lot of criticism for that. I liked it. I thought he was spot on, Devontae. And it seemed like the guys responded to that. What do you like about Nick and the way he just presents to you guys?
The way that he... When things are wrong, he takes ownership of things. And he has the best interest. Any little thing that's going on, he's going to address it and things like that. And the water, the flower thing, I liked it too. It made sense what he was saying. Mm-hmm. A lot of the things that he says makes a lot of sense. And a coach like that, that's competitive, that's the type of coach you want to play for. Somebody that when things are wrong, they're going to do what they can to make things right. That's what he's doing.
How cool was it to see over the weekend another Alabama guy get a Heisman Trophy? Bryce Young follows you up, Devontae. How much did you enjoy seeing that?
It was great knowing all the work that Bryce has put in has paid off. A guy that comes in, day out, doing the things that need to be done, being a leader. It's just amazing to see him win an award.
I remember when you were on that stage just this time last year, and the first thing you said was you started off by thanking God, and you said without him, none of this would be possible. What has your faith meant to you throughout your journey as a kid into college and now into the NFL?
It means a lot. Because, I knew I wouldn't be here without God. Without him blessing me with the ability I have, I wouldn't have got here. Just talent alone doesn't get you here. So just being a firm believer in him and just him guiding me through this. And when I'm down, just talking to God, it helps me get through a lot.
Some people have been surprised that Mac Jones is having so much success so quickly with the New England Patriots. Now, you played with him, of course. How impressed have you been by the way he's playing? And have you had a chance to take a look at and see him play? Because I know you're busy on Sundays, too.
I mean, I expected that out of Mac. The kind of leader he is, the kind of guy he is, I mean, that's kind of what I expected out of Mac, just because the way he attacked everything, the detail he has and everything, I expected this all along.
Do you keep in touch with Jalen Waddle at all? Do you peek at his stats? And is there any kind of friendly rivalry competition this season?
I mean, I watch all those guys, the rookie receivers that came in with me, just watch the things they do, see what they're doing that's working for them. Is there anything I take from their game and put in mine? So, I mean, I watch all those guys.
Very cool. Well, listen, man, I know you're always styling. You're always looking good, rocking them suits and everything. So tell me a little bit about your partnership now with Verst. They launched in March, and you signed on as the first and only athlete partner. What did you see in their lifestyle and their athletic apparel that you like? What got you interested in that?
I mean, with Verst, just anything, like everything they have is comfortable. I mean, casual things, sports-related things, everything is comfortable. So just being somewhere where I can be comfortable and where I don't have to worry about how something feels on me, because I know that they're going to always have something that's going to be very comfortable on me.
And then you just had this nice event at Dick's Sporting Goods. What was it like to surprise those kids, the football team from Camden, and have a little shopping spree?
I mean, it was great. I mean, I was once a kid that had people that I looked up to. So being able to give back to them and see the impact I have on them, it was great.
Who did you look up to when you were a kid?
Me personally, my own favorite player was Aaron Brooks, quarterback. Okay. That's just kind of who I grew up watching.
Yeah.
A huge Saints fan, so just being able to watch him when I was growing up.
For these kids to be able to do this and so close to Christmas, it's got to feel really good. You remember what was your favorite Christmas gift as a kid, Devontae?
Mine was an Aaron Brooks jersey. I mean, I was a kid, I wore it everywhere.
Oh, very, very cool, man. You think Slay could make it as a wide receiver? I know you guys had some fun a little bit ago, you covering him in practice. What do you think of his skills as a wideout?
He may be able to do a thing or two, not too much.
For sure. Who's the best-dressed guy on the team, Devontae?
Me, no doubt.
I love it, man. Well, hey, listen, thank you for spending some time. Good luck this Sunday against Washington, and I appreciate you, man.
Thanks.
That's it for this week. Thank you to Devontae Smith. Thank you to Doug Horton, Pastor Scott, Josh, and everyone on our team. And thank you for listening to Faith on a Field Show presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. With Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.